is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right, Chelsea's not feeling good, so I don't know how much longer we can continue with this conversation. I mean, I thought it would be just a good lesson we could all learn from a few people's stories about when they were in charge, you know, and a pet didn't make it. In this case, a fish. Within 3 hours of my wife and kids going on vacation, the family fish is no longer with us. I didn't do anything wrong. Fish just, you know, they have a short window. Let's face facts. At least that's what I'm telling the family. And I know I didn't do anything wrong. So it's not the biggest of tragedies, but I knew it would be an opportunity for some folks to share their own stories and then we could all learn. I mean, these are important.
And Nina sends me a note on Facebook. She said, this was back in college. I thought it would be cool to have a pet mouse. It jumped off the coffee table and ran over under the sofa. So I grabbed one of my roommates and we went to lift the sofa. That's when it dropped out of her hands right onto my pet mouse. Not our finest moment. Who has a pet mouse, by the way, in college and thinks that cool?
He had a pet rat. Wilcox, I'm pointing to him, had a pet rat.
Yeah. I did have a pet rat, not in college. I was, a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, something like that.
844-4WW.
Rats are good pets,
show.
By the way.
Yeah,
on the spectrum of rodents as pets, I would put rats at the top of the food chain.
Would they fight each other to the death at night?
I only had one, so he didn't fight himself. Why are you punching yourself? Why are you punching yourself? No, he would just chew up the Kleenex box and hang out. That's what they do. But if that was a big treat for a rat. Put in a fresh Kleenex box, and that thing is a pile of rubble in like 15 minutes.
With the Kleenex in it?
No,
just the cardboard?
Once you've finished all the Kleenex, you know, and instead of recycling or throwing away, you just put it in the rat's cage, and he just... They just chew through stuff. I mean, that's what rats do.
Okay.
Fun.
Yay.
Matthew, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, man? What's your story?
Well, when I was about 6 or 7 years old, my dad got me a turtle. He had found it out and about and had brought it in, and I had it for a while, but then I started to feel bad for it. You know, I felt like I had taken it away from its family, that kind of thing. I was young.
Sure.
So I decided to return it. Well, my dad wasn't paying any attention and saw me just walk off. Well, I returned it to a pond. Come to find out, when I came back to the house and told my dad about it, it was a tortoise, not a turtle.
Tortoise are land creatures. So if for those of you who are scratching your head, tortoises live on land, not in water.
So, I drowned it instead of taking it back to its family.
Now, see, that's a sad story, but that's what I'm talking about. That's a great lesson. A lot of people may not know the difference and not know that there's one that should not be submerged for an extended period of time, and you learned that one the hard way.
Did you have to hold
him? And your heart was in the right place. I mean, you were trying to do the right thing.
Do you have to hold him down, Matthew? Is that what it was? You're like, go home! Go to your home!
Oh, man.
No, it was just sort of like, well, I'm just going to sort of give you a small toss and, you know, walk away. I couldn't stand to watch him go, but
right, sure.
At the same time, apparently it was just too far into the water and he couldn't get out.
Right.
My dad actually went down there and found him. Yeah.
All right, I'm starting to feel like Chelsea now.
Again, I reiterate, that's a great lesson.
Yes, we appreciate you sharing it. Yes. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
844-4WW-SHOW. I'm going to take one more.
He didn't mention the cinder block that he had tied around the turtle.
Stop it.
His heart.
844-4WW-SHOW. One more? Can we try one more?
No, we can try one more.
David, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have a story, as you probably can tell, as I start to tell it, come from the early 80s.
Okay.
I was in the military, the Navy, up in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a townhouse up there, and, you know, being young and I was a rock and roll fan, I had a habit trail on my dresser at home.
Let me stop you right there, because you just said, being young and being a fan of rock and roll, I had a habit trail on my dresser. I don't necessarily see the connection, but I'm going to allow it, and we're going to keep going.
You'll get it here in a minute.
Okay.
I had four hamsters in it.
Okay.
The hamsters' names were Mick Mars, Vince Neil, Tommy Lee, and Nikki Sixx.
Okay.
They had the Motley Crue posters or anything all behind them in mirrors.
Sure, yeah. Fantastic.
Tell me they had little leather pants, too.
Well, I also had a black cat, and it was a female, but her name was Sabbath, or Black Sabbath, I called her.
Okay.
And from time to time, I'd have to, you know, go on duty. I'd be gone for a day or two, and I had one of those big feeders that you fill up like a whole bag of food and big thing of water.
Right.
So she's always good for a day or two when I was gone.
Yep.
Well, one time I left and come back on the third day, and I didn't realize I had left my bedroom door open. And I come home, the habit trail's on the floor, and Motley Crue's gone. it was a joke on the ship, you know, that I was on the Black Sabbath killed Motley Crue, or Motley Crue was killed by a pussy. Yeah.
That's the circle of life right there. Black Sabbath killing Motley Crue. There's just little shredded leather pants everywhere.
On the one poster behind it, we had it with a big Sharpie. We put rest in peace across
it. It's a nice touch. It's a nice
and
touch.
And gave way to Habit Trail. I figured I couldn't keep both hamster and the cat together.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your service, although the hamsters do not.
David, thanks for the call, man.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
I had a feeling that when we came into work today, we would hear the phrase, the Habit Trail was on the ground and Motley Crue was dead. I just had a suspicion that we might hear that phrase today. I don't know how. I was in the Navy and I was a big rock and roll fan, so, you know, I had a Habit Trail on my dresser. What?
But it made sense.
He had two of my favorite sentences ever. We got to write these down. That's awesome.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay?
Good show.
Everybody do a good show.
Does this thing work?
I don't know. It's really dusty in here, though.
Yeah, what is that? Does that sound weird, or is it just we haven't done this in a while?
It sounds weird.
No, it does sound weird.
I don't know. Okay. Well, maybe it's the dust.
While we were gone, for those behind the scenes who can't see inside the studio, they did some drilling in here.
Which is what you do in a radio studio, right? You drill.
Right. The dust, like everything I'm touching is covered in dust.
I think we've talked about it very rarely on the air, but our studio, actually, the whole building is sinking.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, honestly. I mean, I'm not kidding. They found this out like 2 years ago or something. And literally for the last, I don't know, 24 months, they've been trying to find a way to keep our building from sinking into the ravine behind us. And so they've gone systematically through the building and drilled holes, like apparently very deep.
Hundreds of feet.
And hundreds of feet?
Hundreds.
No, not hundreds.
Hundreds.
No.
Hundreds of feet.
Millions of feet.
I think you're exaggerating, but deep. And then filling them with something, I don't know what,
slowly
to try and somehow prop the building up or something. I don't know. So we were back for the first day after a week or so, and I guess while we were gone, they took that opportunity to drill in the studio. And I mean, that means nothing to anybody, but it is. This is the second go round of this. They tried this a while back, and
yeah.
I don't know if it didn't work or
didn't
a wall
take.
Fell on
they
me.
Didn't go hundreds of feet like what he seems to think they are.
Hundreds of feet.
So I, you know, but so far we're here, we're back.
Well, you would figure, though, with all that dust, and you know, electrical equipment and dust don't go together.
Well, I saw they tarped it. Cool Beans, God bless her soul, was here most of the time we were gone, you know, making sure that everything didn't explode, and tweeted a picture of the studio just completely tarped. But maybe they forgot to tarp it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they, I don't know how it works.
Maybe we just suck. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know if us sucking has anything to do with dust, Chelsea.
No.
I mean,
no.
The two may be correct, but I almost didn't make it in. I'm sure you guys are the same.
Forgot the way to the radio station?
No, I remember the way. But after the Justin Bieber news yesterday, I thought, my God, I better stay home and celebrate.
Is he alive?
Justin Bieber news.
Getting married.
They found him in the cave in Thailand.
Stop it.
You're mixing up two different stories. He was not in a cave in Thailand.
He's getting married?
Yeah, yesterday his engagement to a woman became official. So
who's the lucky lady?
I don't know. Who cares? I
what do you mean, who cares?
I don't want to have a long discussion about it. It was more of a throwaway comment. I wasn't going to not come in because Justin Bieber is getting engaged. Haley, somebody, I don't know. Thanks to everybody who chimes in on our voicemail. And, you know, when we're gone for a while, various topics come up on the show that we don't even remember happened. Now, that's part of the reason why I want to play you this next Fez call. Yesterday, we, put up on Instagram, hey, tomorrow we're coming back to do a live show for once. And Big Mike left this on our voicemail.
Good morning, guys. So going live tomorrow, huh? Boy, that's going to be a good day. But, you know, I'm going to kind of miss all these clip shows that I've been listening to because I've caught up on a lot of things. Like, I now have a new term that I'm hollering out all around. Horniac. also learned what a AFR is. Also... I forgot that the name of the show used to be Fat Husky and Micro Penis. So, I'm glad I remember that one. But so glad to see that y'all going to be back. Going to be fun. Yay.
So all these different bits run while we're gone. And I'd forgotten. I don't remember why Fat Husky and Micro Penis. Those sorts of things come back, and as a non sequitur, it makes me smile.
Right.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but I like it. And I'd forgotten a little bit about Horniak. We hadn't played that in a while.
I remember her.
I don't even remember. No, that was a guy.
No, it was a girl. They were having like eighth grade pictures. It was like their first day of a new school or something, and all the eighth graders found out her last name was Horniak. They screamed it as the picture was taken, and she beat somebody down to the white meat.
Yes. It was a guy telling the story, is what Wilcox is saying, but about a woman, and Chelsea, you're right as well.
Horniak.
Right, that was the guy.
Horniak.
That's a fact.
That's all I remember. I knew it was a dude who said Horniak, because we have the...
Horniak.
Right, we have the clip of him yelling Horniak. So... A lot of those to get to, including a guy who, I shouldn't say a guy. I guess we played the old bit about Ace Frehley from the band Kiss and how he had checked into the hospital due to exhaustion.
Right.
So Ace Frehley called the Fez line while we were gone.
Oh, really? Nice.
Really? But he was very tired. So... I don't think we have time to play it here, but maybe we'll, in a little bit here, we'll go through some of the other calls to the voicemail, to the Fez line, and we'll hear from Ace Frehley, among others. So.
I am tired.
Right, I believe that was one of the things that that Ace said. So, back and new and all that stuff, we were all gone for a while. We'll hear, you know, what went down in each other's vacations, how many pairs of zip-off pants did Woody go through on his trip? We'll get to the bottom of that, I'm sure. Also, it feels like Monday for us at least, but it's actually a Tuesday. We're going to find out what's weird out there on Craigslist today. We'll do a round of Craigslist prices right here in a little bit. We'll play a round of It Happened in Florida. I think there was a lot of It Happened in Florida stories accumulated while we were gone. And thanks to everybody who sees something stupid and sends it in. We really appreciate that. There's some big lessons certainly that we're going to get to here on It Happened in Florida that you can take with you. And coming up next, a chat, what else is happening around the world? You know, they started the running with the bulls thing. That was over the course of the last few days. I'm always fascinated by this. And of course, every year, you know, dozens of people get injured, some of them killed, and yet people still do it. There was a story that came out of that running with the bulls that I feel like was unique. And I want to share that with you, among other things. And we'll get to that coming up in the chat next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
And now it's time for the Chat Report. Stuff happening around.
The G is silent.
On the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, Woody, I've got good news. There's food-related news.
Food-related news! Talking about the new Oreo flavor?
Another one?
I didn't see the new Oreo flavor. Is there a new Oreo flavor?
I had one.
Strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake is the new Oreo flavor.
That's right. You're doing this a lot now? Like, yeah. What's going on?
Can you hear the disappointment in my voice?
That's just not an Oreo.
That's
just strawberry shortcake. Thank you.
It's getting old.
I mean, it may be good, but that doesn't sound like an Oreo.
Right.
No, I was talking about the fact that today is the Chick-fil-A sandwich day thing where you dress like a sandwich and you get a free one or something.
You dress like a cow. You don't dress like a sandwich.
You dress like a cow. That's right.
I'd love to see you dress like a sandwich. Or are you a Reuben? What are you?
I'd like to see people dressed as a sandwich and get a free sandwich. Shouldn't that be part of it?
Right. No.
Because the cow thing just only barely makes sense. That whole thing is sort of silly. Why not open it up to all comers? Well, anyway, whatever it is, dress like something and get a free sandwich today at Chick-fil-A.
It's Cow Appreciation Day.
Right. Yes. It's stupid.
Yeah. You wear some spots and you get like a sandwich, but if you go full hog, then you get
the full combo.
Are you sure? Cool Beans, look that up. I thought they changed that a while back. Like
there
used to be two tiers, and then they were just like, screw it. We'll give everybody a sandwich. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's a fact.
She's saying it's true.
Thank you.
So you can go little to full-blown, and you just get a sandwich.
That's full-blown cow or whatever. You get a free sandwich.
Okay.
And the other piece of news doesn't affect you today, but you may want to plan tomorrow, and you may want to sit down for this, is free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven.
Where you can fill up a helmet.
No,
that's a different day.
That's bring your own cup day.
I know what you're saying, but that's Chelsea speak. Because when you say where you fill up a helmet, I don't know that anybody knows what you mean. There's a different day where you get to bring any vessel.
Correct.
And fill it with liquid. I don't think that's a Slurpee, though. That's any sort of fountain drink or something, isn't it?
No, that's a Slurpee day where you could just fill up any vessel, as you put it.
Cool Beans, we're making you work hard this morning. Is that a thing or no? I mean, there is a day. I don't even know if that's 7-Eleven that you're talking about. Is that somebody else?
No, I think it is 7-Eleven. So what is this day tomorrow?
Tomorrow is free Slurpee Day because it's 7-Eleven. It's January. It's July the 11th. So 7-Eleven, get it?
Yeah.
So they think, why not have people come in and, you know, stand in line for 45 minutes to save a dollar?
Why is it 45 minutes?
Well, I just imagine it.
Popularity.
I mean, it's going to be a thing.
Bring your own cup is for Slurpees only, and it usually happens in May.
So that's what Chelsea's talking about when she says fill a helmet.
That's correct. Yes.
Right. That's where you get to bring in anything, but that's not tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow is regular sized Slurpee free at 7-Eleven. That's the gist of it.
Okay.
By the way, they say on their website, trash cans, kitchen sinks, and inflatable swimming pools are not eligible on the bring your own cup day.
Right. But again, that has nothing to do with tomorrow. That's something that happens maybe in May. We're not sure.
Yep.
Good news to those of you that feel you have a sex addiction. How's that for a segue?
Wow.
Did you see that the World Health Organization has...
Who?
I'm sorry?
Who?
No.
I say the World Health Organization.
I don't know. Who?
Did you see that they have decided to make sex addiction a thing now?
I thought it was already a thing.
It apparently was not officially recognized by the World Health Organization.
What? What? Okay, Woody, enough.
I get it.
We get it.
WHO. I get it that it's the World Health. You can stop saying who. They have now said, hey, if you're sex addicted now, you're mentally ill.
But what does that mean? Like, what quantifies a sex addiction rather than just a hobby?
Filling a helmet.
Right, if you're filling a helmet, you have an addiction.
The official description is, quote, a persistent failure to control intense, repetitive sexual impulses or urges.
Mm-hmm.
Resulting in repetitive sexual behavior, where that behavior becomes the central focus of your life at the expense of your health and responsibilities.
Okay.
That's the official definition. I may have paraphrased a couple of things there. But they hadn't officially qualified it as whatever.
So now you can
a
get
mental disorder.
Insurance coverage for this? Is that, I mean, that opens up a whole different realm, right?
I would think that's partly what it does. Just like earlier this year, they made gaming, addiction to video gaming,
right,
officially a disorder as well. That's two this year.
Who did?
The World Health Organization.
Okay. Who?
Okay, you need to just back it down
step
a couple notches.
Into my office.
Just ease into this.
Step into my office.
It's been a while.
Get your f***ing fired.
See, because the World Health Organization is WHO.
Okay.
And finally, I think we better move on at this point. I'm surprised you even made it into work this morning, Woody, because there is Star Wars news. It has now been put out there that, and you may want to sit down again for this, Woody, Billy Dee Williams will make a return in the Star Wars 9 or whatever the
episode 9,
the whatever they're calling it at this point.
Is it coming out in like 5 years?
No, it's like only like 2 years away.
It's only 2 years away. Yeah. I don't know when it is. Is it 2 years away or
something
is it
like
this?
That.
Is it this winter? I don't keep track of those
is
things. I figured you would, Woody.
Is he the guy from the...
Is like he the guy is what you're asking me?
Which one is he? Is he from the beer commercial?
He's Lando Calrissian. The original. Now, there was Lando in the Solo movie, but it was young Lando played by...
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, exactly. This will be a return of the actual Lando from the original.
Release date, December 20th, 2019.
Okay, so it is a year and a half, out. By the way, anybody know? And yes, he is the beer commercial guy as well, Chelsea.
Okay.
Classic Colt 45 drinker.
There are two rules to remember if you want to have a good time. Rule number one, never run out of Colt 45. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. You want to know why you should keep plenty of Colt 45 on hand?
Why?
You never know when friends might show up.
Right.
I don't claim you can have a better time with Colt 45 than without it. But why take chances?
Wow, he's just cracking over beers.
Colt 45. It works every time.
Works every time, Chelsea.
It does work. So loud.
The sound of that pop top.
Jesus.
It's like an aphrodisiac, splash.
Right? I love that somehow they had to get around some sort of litigation by saying, I don't claim that you can have a better time with Colt 45, but... Why take chances?
Is this somebody who was up in arms?
You, know, somebody
you
was
claimed
like,
I was having a better time.
Right. Well, at least today, somebody would have sued them if they kept that in without the disclaimer. I didn't have a better time with Colt 45. I'd like a loss of
credit.
I'd like $1 million. Anybody know how old Billy Dee Williams is?
80.
Dead.
83.
He's not dead, Chelsea. Woody, I'm going to have to give it to you.
75.
81.
81.
81.
So what's he doing in this Star Wars?
He's going to be Lando again in some way.
Or what was he like, to begin with?
Where is everybody?
I don't know how.
Where am I? But he's going to be like, you know, the old guy. Ah, there's a giant hairy beast right here.
I don't know. But we'll get to find out in 18 short months.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait.
In the meantime, a couple of great lessons, I think, coming your way, including something specifically for the ladies. So, Chelsea, you'll want to pay attention to this. One of the stories on it, at least one of the stories on It Happened in Florida, is educational. And I think we'll get a smile out of it as well. We'll hit that for you next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We've got a round of It Happened in Florida for you here, and you are more than welcome to get in and compete if you'd like to. Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick. All three stories are true. The gist of it is, though, they could have happened anywhere. You got to spot the one that took place in Florida. The birthplace, the consistent leader in odd stuff. And if you can spot the Florida story first, that's how you walk away a winner. Woody's got story number one.
When you went on vacation, Wilcox, did you rent a car at all to get around?
I did, yeah.
It can be a little bit confusing because it's not your car, and you remember what kind of car you got and when you rented it. Like the woman in story number one. She went to a Walmart, and she took her rental car there that she just got. And then when she left the Walmart parking lot, she accidentally drove away in somebody else's car. Police are blaming the fact that the keyless car entry, where people are just leaving their keys in their car, is what led to this. However, the woman rented a Nissan Sentra, but hopped into an Infiniti with the same color. She drove it around for 2 weeks without knowing, and when she turned it into the rental car company, complained about the vehicle's unkempt interior, including the golf clubs in the trunk of the car. You heard that right. Hey, I rented a car from you, and somebody left their golf clubs in there.
But
it's dirty inside, too.
But the person whose car she took... Why did they not come forward? What am I misunderstanding?
We don't exactly know why that happened.
Because if somebody took your car, thought it was their rental, and drove it for 2 weeks, there would be some auto theft charges.
Possibly. I mean, the car was, once they tracked it down with the license plate, it was reported as stolen. The owner of that car, when reunited with his vehicle, said that it was a happy and funny conclusion to an unbelievable situation.
And also, kudos to those of you that don't know the difference between a Nissan Sentra and an Infiniti.
Right.
That's a positive as well.
Was it in Florida where she left the Walmart parking lot and turned in a completely different car?
Story number two is something that I think... it's probably pretty commonplace, and so ladies especially, you'll want to pay attention to this. Story number two is about a woman who did the same old, we hear it every day, drove an excavator topless through a fence. We've all been there, am I right? Who's with me?
I've never driven an excavator topless or not.
Excavator. In this case, I don't know if it's interchangeable with what I call a front end loader, but a piece of construction equipment, big old. Mm-hmm. You drive it around, and it's got the boom up front. You can raise that and lower it. The woman in story number two was driving that topless in the middle of the night and drove through a fence, then raised up the bucket, if you will. The digger climbed onto it and got into a second story window. So there was a reason why she was driving the excavator. She needed that to lift her up to the second floor of this apartment complex. Plus, she was topless, so I'm sure she was just getting a shirt. Was it Florida is my question for you. And by the way, my point is, I guess this is frowned upon, ladies. So keep that in mind if you were... just firing up the excavator right now. Woody has the third and final story.
Third and final story has to do with a man who went through the drive-thru at a Burger King and was less than satisfied with his meal. He did say that when he was eating the hamburger, he thought somebody had tainted it. Thought it was just, quote, burnt bacon, but I was hungry and I ate the burger. And then the last bite, I saw dirt and grit on the hamburger. What do you do at that point?
Loss of consort.
You spit in this?
No, you don't do any of those things.
Give me a liter of cola.
You throw it out the window. Throw it out the window is what this man did. Drove right back to the Burger King and complained. Did I mention the dude in story number three is a cop?
He had nothing left to show.
Chelsea, nothing left to show. He's a police officer. He would never lie. They reviewed the footage, and what they determined was, in fact, that that was something called seasoning on his hamburger.
They reviewed the footage.
There is security cam footage.
You know there's burger footage.
There's security cam footage that shows people making the food behind the line there at Burger King, and they showed the cop, look, this is something called salt and pepper, and we put it on your hamburger.
Bring out the meat footage.
And then you ate it, and then you drove back here and said you didn't like it.
Are you packing bologna or what?
Not packing bologna. It was a hamburger that was tainted with seasoning, and apparently he's not used to that.
But why would he lie about it? For what possible gain at this point? I mean, he's a cop. Is he trying to get money? Does he want to arrest somebody?
Is it a new burger?
I don't know. He has since apologized to Burger King for saying that they put dirt on his hamburger. Was it in Florida where he didn't know the difference between dirt and seasoning?
Freaking damn stupid as hell.
Colin is up first to try and solve our quiz. Colin, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the Plywood State?
Door number three.
Number three, yes. Nice job, Dylan. It did go down in Florida. Specifically, this one is in, I don't know, Fort Myers, Florida is where it went.
That's makeup.
I just found it. I saw it.
Sounds like something Fort Myers would do. Story number two, ladies, I think this applies probably across the country, but in Montana, I guess they frown on you driving an excavator topless. So now we know.
And in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, is where a woman returned a black Infiniti after renting a Nissan Sentra and was pissed about it because there were golf clubs in the trunk. They say don't, if you have one of those keyless entry systems and the keyless ignition, don't leave the key fob inside your car.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I feel like it's been a while since we've done some Craigslist Prices Right.
It has since we've done it live. I mean, we were off for whatever, a week and a day, and I think we ran a couple while we were gone, but they were what we like to call reruns.
Mm-hmm. That's because they were rerun.
But I don't think we've, so it's been what, 8 days, 9 days shows. I don't know. It's been a while.
And I got to tell you, lots of people still sending in stuff while we were on vacation, and tip of the cap and a huge thank you to everybody who does that, especially the people who are finding stuff on the Facebook marketplace. We call it Craigslist Prices Right, but if you find something on Facebook, I will definitely cheat and use that.
The Facebook marketplace.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's just like Craigslist, except it's on Facebook. So that's why I'll allow those as well. And I got to tell you, big items today. Big items.
Physically large?
Physically large items up for sale today, or large numbers. I love that when it comes to Craigslist, especially when somebody doesn't take the time to count how many of them that they're trying to sell. You know, when they're just like, it's about blank. And you go, well, why wouldn't you know the exact number? Okay. So we're going to dive in and ask them.
Okay.
It's a very cryptic tease.
Why wouldn't you know the exact number?
I think I know where he's going with this. I mean, we've had sort of similar things before. I don't know how enticing it is to know that that's coming, but I'll take it if that's all you got.
I wish I could give you more.
You need to raise your standards.
Well, we'll assume that what he actually has is worthwhile. He's just not good at giving us a tease about it. Right? Let's assume that going in.
Because we've met him.
It's a new day. We had a week off. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt on this.
Thank you for
I am will be good. It's just that he doesn't know properly how to make you want to hear it. That's just the problem in this case.
So. It's going to be great. Trust me.
We'll dig into a round of Craigslist Price is Right, as Woody just mentioned, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right, well, we're going to do this. The hokey Price is Right music means that it's time to play some Craigslist Price is Right. Woody has gathered the strange goods and services that are out there available to you. Thanks to those of you that send them in. We appreciate that. The less work Woody does, the better. We're all going to get to find out what these things are. And then Chelsea and I, along with a couple of you on the phone, we'll try to figure out how much money, theoretically, is going to exchange hands on these items or services. closest, but not over the actual price, will get a point. Most points, obviously, you win. We understand how that works. Let's say hello to contestant number one. It looks like Noah. What's up, Noah?
Not a mucho. Good morning.
All right, welcome in, man. And taking you on is going to be Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going good, man. You guys know how this works. We'll start by having Woody describe item number one. Woody?
Well, big tip of the cap, and thank you to Lisa, who found this on Craigslist and emailed it to me. When you find something weird, Woody at iHeartMedia. Up for sale is the Humpty Dance Big Head.
I'm sorry?
According to those in the know, I have the large head that has been stored in the garage of an Oakland studio that was used in the Humpty Dance video produced by the Digital Underground in 1989. I believe it was also used as a prop, probably during the shows and concerts, and is big enough to be afloat in the parade and built with storage for stage equipment. If you don't know, the Humpty Dance was a crossover club hit and received much critical acclaim. This giant head was from the song that was named the 72nd best dance song between 1980 and 2005 by Blender Magazine.
Hell yeah. It's a quarter century of years right there.
Is that the one where girlies are eating chicken in the bathroom?
That's right.
Yes.
My pickle nose will tickle your rear, Chelsea.
Do not ever say that to
Cool Beans,
me.
We're going to need that.
Never!
You're going to need
no.
that.
Right? That's a lyric.
You know your pickle nose will not.
Well, I'm just telling you the song.
So this is a float-sized head?
Correct. Although it's somewhat dusty right now.
Cool Beans, we're going to need Chelsea's thing, so this is a float-sized head. Please grab that.
Although it's somewhat dusty right now, we'll hose it off for you once it's outside the garage. You will need to find a way to transport it to your place.
How Although it's you? Somewhat dusty, we'll hose it off when we pull it out of the garage.
Yes.
Okay.
I imagine it's made of paper mache.
Does that seem like unnecessary information?
Hey, look, it continues on. If you want unnecessary information, I have chopped out half of this.
If you're hosing off the head right now, 844-4WW.
The Humpty Head.
I feel like this is a significant item.
This is for a piece of mystery music history from one of O-Town's premier Parliament Funkadelic rap groups.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to tell me that.
Cool Beans' face is classic right now.
What's your face, Cool Beans?
It's the what the hell face.
Oh. I would say I'm not familiar with the head, but I mean, I like the... Justin. All right.
Okay.
Let's tone
guess.
It down. It's the first day back from vacation. I think they want $5,000 for this.
$5,000 is the bid from Wilcox.
I'm going big.
Hi. Chelsea?
$1,000.
All right. Noah?
$500.
Gotcha. Derek?
$1,500.
Actual Craigslist price, $10,000.
Yeah!
$10,000 for a giant
He's
head
so
that's
excited.
Dusty, and they will hose it off.
But it was the 72nd biggest dance song of the late 80s and 90s and early
Something?
2000s.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
That's a point for me right there. What do we have for item number two on the Craigslist Price is Right?
Well, Bradley found this and emailed it to me, Woody at iHeartMedia. It's a piece of artwork, a gigantic framed artwork of an angel dreaming about hamburgers.
How do you know?
I have a print that is absolutely large. It is 56 inches long, 1 inch thick, and 40 inches tall. It's a classic painting of two angels with one of them dreaming about a hamburger with French fries.
I'm not sure you're using the word classic right.
Okay.
So it's a play on a classic.
Correct.
Picture. I see. Yes. That's it.
I mean, it's not that big.
No.
50.
Cool. That's, well, I mean, it's
no. I mean, not it's not. You said 40 inches. Feet. I base everything on about how tall I am.
So it's about your height.
And 56 inches long. So longer than you.
A little longer than you. And a little shorter than you.
Yeah, that's right.
So So like a homemade, right? I don't understand.
It's tough to tell from the picture. It could be.
Maybe we've all seen that angel thing.
Yeah, it's the two angels sort of dreaming and looking upward.
Your math is wrong about my height, by the way, but I get what you're saying. Okay.
Well, 60 inches would be 5 feet, right?
Right. $100.
$100 is the bid from Chelsea. Noah?
Is it framed?
It is framed, yes.
Okay.
There's a picture of it next to a storage unit door, Chelsea, to give you a size.
Does that help you?
Tremendously. Yeah. I'm going to go with 125.
125. Gotcha. Derek?
500.
500. Okay. Wilcox?
I think this one's going to be big, too. I'm going to go 501.
501. Actual Craigslist price is $100. Nice job, Chelsea. Nailing that one.
All right. Well, I've got a point. Now, Chelsea has a point. So that means whoever gets item number three between Noah and Derek is going to walk away with the win on this one.
So this is somebody who is looking to hire off of Craigslist. So this is what they are willing to pay to be my Chinese buffet companion.
Be my Chinese buffet companion.
I am a clean, mature, non-smoking, and my friends tell me amusing guy who likes to eat at buffet restaurants, but not alone. If you're a mature woman who can eat a lot, and parentheses, I mean a lot.
Pay attention.
And would like to be my occasional Chinese buffet companion. The food is Chinese. You don't have to be Chinese. I am looking for you.
But you could be Chinese.
Correct.
He's not. Okay.
Yes. But you're eating Chinese food.
He just wants a buddy?
So he wants a mature woman who can eat a lot.
Correct.
To go to Chinese buffets with him periodically.
Mature in age or behavior?
It doesn't say, Chelsea. Is there a difference?
Yes.
Well, yes, there is.
Right. Have you not seen Pornhub?
Right. Betty White is very mature in age, but not so much in behavior.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. She's like whoopee cushions and grabbing your junk. She is mature in one way, but not the other.
I think that's mature behavior.
Well, whoopee cushions and grabbing your junk.
I mean,
that used to be the name of our show.
No, it did not. All right, so Noah, so is this a monthly retainer or is this a per visit? What are we talking about here?
It just has one fee. It doesn't say what. Like,
do you think it's a one time only?
No.
So this is a regular relationship.
Correct.
Do I sign a contract? I mean, what's happening?
How much do I have to eat?
Do I have to be loyal to you or can I eat with other people at a buffet?
It doesn't say.
I feel like it's lacking in detail.
I can offer you a ride in addition to blank.
A ride?
All right, well, Noah, this isn't going to be easy, but you're going to have to bid first on this one.
And I'm assuming that this person is paying for the buffet, and then this money is in addition to the cost of the buffet?
I would assume that as well. It doesn't state that in the ad, but yeah, I would imagine that he's paying the freight.
Does that change your bid, Noah?
It does. Valid question.
It is a valid question. I agree. I don't know if it would change my bid.
You get a ride home in case you're too full to drive.
Right.
You threw me off with the whole retainer thing. I don't even know what to do now.
All right.
Good Lord. What's wrong with people?
he just right. wants a friend.
I'm going to go $100.
$100 is the bid from Noah. Derek?
$35.
I feel like, wait a second, did Derek post this ad? That is too specific.
I know.
Well, the good news is it is not $35. Actual Craigslist price, $250.
Oh, no, really? You'll die.
What do you mean you'll die?
You'll die. You'll definitely die.
That's why I imagine it's probably what?
I think
a
maybe
couple of times a week.
I think it is a monthly retainer. Yeah. I don't know. I think it I don't.
Obviously, that's it's not a one-time.
No, it's not a one-timer. Or
no,
he's going
to
kill you.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Right.
If it's a one-timer, then you eat and then you die. Hopefully you eat first.
At least you had some General Tso's chicken before you went out. It could be worse. A couple of crab rangoons to go with it.
That's right.
All right, well, tough, Derek, that's a tough break for you, man.
Right.
I love the $35 bid. Sadly, Noah, for you at least, walks away with the win on this one. Congratulations, Noah.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Good day to get on the old Craigslist, too. You kidding me? Join some dude for your final meal at a Chinese buffet? And then grab a little dusty head out of somebody's garage and celebrate the Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
If you find something odd when you're out there on Craigslist, send it in to Woody, and maybe we'll use it next time when we play a round of Craigslist Price is Right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
You know, it's funny. There were several people tweeting and Instagramming, and both of those you can do at us, at Woody and Wilcox, while we were gone, because we were off for a week and a day. And something like that. There's this thing where supposedly whenever we take a day off or go on vacation, sadly, a famous person passes away.
Right.
I didn't see anything like that happen over the last week plus. So I feel like maybe we've broken the curse. That's A. But then I noticed just moments ago that a celebrity is trending on Twitter.
Oh, no.
And when you see that, what's the first thing you imagine when you find out that that celebrity is George Clooney? George Clooney trending on Twitter right now. Anybody want to hazard a guess as to why?
We killed him.
Okay, so not dead.
Not dead. Thank God. But that was my first assumption. I'm like, right. Oh, no.
Having more twins?
No one died while we were gone, but then George Clooney dies the minute we come back. George Clooney did not die.
Had to have his stomach pumped after drinking a gallon of Manseed.
How could you say that?
That is oddly specific.
Rod Stewart back in the day?
A gallon?
Wait, explain that again, Woody. Well, why would you say that?
Because back in the day, there was a rumor that Rod Stewart had to have his stomach pumped.
Again, but this is not Rod Stewart. But, this is George Clooney.
No one can drink a gallon.
All right.
Okay. Getting a divorce.
Oh.
No. I don't want Woody to guess again.
I mean, I know I don't ever want to hear him speak again.
George Clooney injured in motorcycle accident in Italy. However, was just released from the hospital after an accident while riding his motorcycle in Sardinia. He has been released from an Italian hospital and apparently is okay. That is why it's reported as not serious. He was on his way to the film set. I guess they're filming something.
You know how it's an Italian hospital?
I'm sorry? What do you say? You can't even get out.
What?
You can tell it's an Italian hospital because of the gold chain.
Oh, you are. What? He couldn't even get his dumb joke out.
He's driving up for like 10 days.
Wow.
He's got a lot of chest hair on that hospital, you can tell. What are you, Italian hospital? Hey, I'm a hospital here.
Step into my office.
Step into my office.
What? Did you fucking fired?
You see, because anytime anything is Italian, it's a 10-year joke now that Woody's like, well, you know how you can tell it's Italian. I think that started maybe. Did that start with the Italian honeybee thing?
Yes, it did.
Guy was attacked by Italian honeybees, and you're like, oh, they know they're Italian. A lot of gold chains? They driving a Camaro?
That's right.
Which I don't even think is an Italian thing. It doesn't even make sense. But I do remember that bit. No, they could tell it was an Italian hospital because it was a hospital in Italy. That's how they could tell. That's where George Clooney was when he was injured.
Okay.
Had nothing to do with gold chains or chest hair on a hospital.
Can I go back home?
So George Clooney.
I've had enough of this.
Rest in peace, George Clooney.
No, he's not dead.
That's what I'm saying. He should rest.
He's fine.
Peacefully,
Released from an Italian hospital and is not in any sort of grave danger. Riding a scooter that collided with another vehicle.
The scooter and a motorcycle, two different things.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I see two different reports.
Yeah, I see scooter.
George Clooney's scooter collided with a car or a pickup truck. Apparently, this person doesn't know. In Sardinia, was taken to hospital St. John Paul II. Wasn't seriously injured, has been discharged.
Okay. Thank you.
Nothing about a hospital with chest hair, gold chains.
Thank you, Justin, tweeting at Woody and Wilcox. Yes, Woody's horrible jokes are back. Yes, I'm being sarcastic.
Good. So we can move on from that. I do want to share, and we don't have time to do it here, but with Chelsea's permission, she texted both Woody and I while we were on vacation about a medical condition that she needed help with,
yeah.
Which I don't recommend. So those of you that do like to tweet at us, we love that. But if you're suffering from a medical challenge of some sort, I suggest a doctor as opposed to Woody and I.
Mm.
However, Chelsea saw the thing differently. So we'll share what the medical condition was and if we were able to help coming up next.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we were out for a week or so there and are now back at it. And while we were on vacation, just I guess coincidentally or whatever, Woody and I were both on the West Coast. Chelsea was here on the East Coast, and it was almost midnight when I got a text. Well, I guess we both were on this text. Yeah. Woody and I were both on this text from Chelsea. I can share this, right?
Yes.
Chelsea says, and I quote on this text to us, "I know you guys are on the West Coast time, and that's why I'm texting you now. Frank has had the hiccups for 2 days. I've never seen him or anyone else like this before. We've tried everything on the internet. I just thought you should know." That was the extent of the group text that Chelsea sent out at what I guess was about midnight your time about Frank having 2 day hiccups.
And it lasted longer than that. I mean, it still to this day, nothing I've ever seen before.
How much longer?
2 more days.
So, like, total 4. How often were the hiccups happening?
Multiple times a day for hours at a time. And when I texted you on day 2, it's because, I couldn't sleep. Because he can't sleep. Because it's full body hiccups. It's not baby hiccups. It's like rocking your whole body, which shakes the bed. And it's... Literally Googled it, tried everything.
Did he eat something?
We went through that. But I mean, like, you eat something and then you digest it. Why would you have them 2 days in a row?
Is that a record? Did you look at Guinness? Is 4 days of hiccups some sort of record? Because you're right. I've never heard of anything like that either. But not, you know, I get, you know, trying to figure out a cure. But did you look up what does that mean? Because to me, at some point, you're beyond just, oh, I had some weird food.
Did he scratch his ear inside his ear?
We did read that because, yes, we did look up what something has happened.
I'd never done this before, but I just Googled, why do I have constant hiccups? And it says, you may have a hair or something touching your eardrum.
Yes, we saw that.
Touching your eardrum.
Yes. Like, does your ear, do you feel anything in your ear? Because, you know, ear, nose, throat, like, somehow it's connected. I'm like, did you?
I wouldn't imagine how it would be connected to your hiccuping, though, but I guess it is.
It said something about scraping or irritating your diaphragm.
Right.
Yep. He may have a tumor or a cyst.
Well,
or
yes.
A goiter in his neck.
Well, that's what his parents picked up on, because then they start texting me on day 3, like, you got to take him to the emergency room. He's having a stroke. I'm like,
Does he smell burnt toast?
No, he's not. Like, I feel like if you're going to have a stroke, it's going to happen like pretty imminently. Right after
how
the hiccups.
How unusual do you think this is? 844-4WW-SHOW, Frank, if you've had some sort of bout or someone you know with, like, long-term hiccuping.
Frank was pretty close to the record, by the way. The Guinness medical record for the longest attack of hiccups, 1922, a man named Charles Osborne, while attempting to weigh a hog before slaughtering it, started hiccuping. He was unable to find a cure and continued hiccuping until February of 1990 for a total of 68 years.
Okay.
So Frank was pretty close.
Right, pretty close.
Days.
But I mean, at least there were some breaks in it. But then he put something out on Facebook and then all the suggestions start coming through.
Oh,
you know, we'd
God.
Already Googled everything to try to make him stop. I mean, but like things I'd never heard of. A teaspoon of ketchup. I mean,
This dude, by the way, who had the record, when it first started, he averaged hiccuping 40 times a minute. Every minute.
That's a lot.
It slowed to 20 a minute. So that's every 3 seconds he's hiccuping.
Yeah, it was 1922, though. I don't know.
They counted seconds differently. Were longer. Yeah,
right? Their clocks didn't work the same way, right? That can't be right.
But I love people.
Not for that amount of time.
People recommending stop listening to the Woody and Wilcox show.
Yes, that would be one of them. I mean,
that was on
them.
There, too.
Cause of long-term hiccups is damage or irritation to the vagus nerve. Did he go to Vegas recently?
Not that I know of.
I think that's how you say it.
Right.
David is on the line at 844-4WW-SHOW. David, what's up?
When I went on vacation on a family trip, we went to Gatlinburg, and I literally got the hiccups, too, just like he did, but I had them for 3 days. And I don't care what anybody says. Everybody thinks a hiccup is harmless, but when you have it for 3 days in a row, it starts to get you, like pent up, agitated, angry. And then it happened so much that it started to, like, kind of burn a little bit in the throat because it was, like, the muscle kept going, and you couldn't stop it. It was uncontrollable. The only thing that worked for me was I drank, like, an orange crush, and I guess that, you know how when you drink something sweet, you get that, like, build up in your throat? I don't know what it is, but, like, it soothed it, and then it stopped, but then it came back, like, an hour and a half later. It was something. It was truly insane. It was horrible, actually.
But so you don't have them now. So eventually, it did stop. What was there one thing that you did that actually stopped it for good?
Well, again, I was so scared. I actually went to Charlotte Ear. Eye, ear, nose, and throat to look at him. And the doctor looked at my throat. He said that everything is fine. He thought that maybe I had something in my ear, like they said, like the hair or something, and. Mm. When I went over that, everything came back good. So then he told me that if it still keeps happening, that he would suggest me to go to like a neurologist to maybe check to see if I had a pinched nerve that's forcing my diaphragm to do that. But like I said, it was something scary because it was uncontrollable. You wake up, literally I felt them coming half hour later, and it was all day long. The only relief I got is when I ate, when I drank like an orange crush, or when I went to sleep. It was like uncontrollable, and we still don't know to this day why it happened. I mean, I haven't had them now for over a week, but it was something. I was really scared, to be honest with you.
So this was fairly recent.
Yeah, it was almost two weeks ago.
Crazy. Something in the air.
Yeah, and they just eventually went away apparently on their own.
Yeah, it was just something. Like I said, it was the weirdest thing. He was about getting ready to send me to a neurologist to see if I, like I said, I had some nerve pinched or something that was causing my diaphragm, but like I was saying, like it was happening so much that I was very easily agitated.
Yeah,
I was starting to get like mad.
I don't blame
you. Horrible,
David. We appreciate the story, man. Thanks. 844-4WW shows the way you can get through.
Also on Twitter at Woody and Wilcox. Thanks to your mom, Woody. Woody's mom has tweeted in: my son has had a hiccup in his career for years.
I like the attempt.
I like that too.
What's
going to
cure that?
844-4WW-SHOW. I want to give a couple of more opportunities for folks to chime in like David did, and you can do it in multiple ways, but we'd love to talk to you. You know, that is if you can get some words in between the hiccups.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So curious about the fact that Chelsea's boyfriend, Frank, boyfriend, we going with that?
Sure.
Had hiccups for 4 straight days while we were on vacation. Is it because of Woody and Wilcox withdrawal? I don't know. We haven't ruled that out for sure. Thanks to those of you that are trying to call in at 844-4WW-SHOW. Hang on, we're going to get to you. Thanks to, and I don't remember why this is happening, but we have somebody following us under the handle Succulent Plants on Twitter. I think it has something to do with something we talked about. I remember a story about a guy who went to the ER with hiccups after he'd had them for several days. As I remember it, the doctors cured him by, quote, stimulating the back entrance, end quote. I don't recall that story, but did you try that, Chelsea?
His or mine?
Well, I guess, you know, the more the merrier, but I would assume initially his would be the one that would need...
Oh, we try everything all the time, hiccups or not.
Okay, maybe that's what gave him the hiccups. What were you using?
No, but this is the thing about hiccups. Everybody has a theory about what the problem is.
Sure.
And everybody has a theory about how to solve them.
Yes, that's all true.
I do have the story on that. The University of Tennessee College of Medicine tried stimulation of the back entrance as a way to slow hiccups. And in the annals of emergency medicine, it was published.
I think you're saying that word right. Wrong. Well, before we go too far down that hole, let's see if we can talk to Erin, because she apparently had Frank crushed. Erin?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
So Chelsea's boyfriend Frank had hiccups for 4 straight days. How long did you have hiccups?
9 months.
Oh, my God.
9 months?
Yes. Now, I was also actually nicknamed the hiccup girl, but I did not have quite the road that our Florida girl had.
Good. You didn't kill somebody.
How many guys right. you killed?
No, but, thankfully.
I mean, honestly, having hiccups for 9 months, I feel like you would be right in killing somebody, perhaps. So what was the story?
I was 14, and so they started in 8th grade, and then they lasted actually into 9th grade. But, and I did, you know, all the tricks and all the, you know, old wives' tales on how to get rid of them, from peanut butter to drinking water upside down.
Sure.
But it starts to hurt. You know what I mean? It starts to hurt your whole body.
When you say 9 months, can we back up for a second? Does that mean all the time when you're awake for 9 months, or does it sort of come and go?
It was daily and nightly for 9 months, so I did have trouble sleeping.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's brutal.
And so my mom of course started taking me to a doctor. I had scans and tests, and you know, at first they thought that, you know, there was something psychologically wrong with me, so I had like a CT scan of my brain.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I swear, you know, I'm not purposefully trying to hiccup. And I was told I was a distraction in class because they thought I was doing it on purpose. And finally, they did an MRI of my diaphragm, and it was just so inflamed. And, of course, by that time, they just thought that, you know, I just had an inflamed diaphragm. Don't know what necessarily caused it, but kept causing chronic hiccups until they gave me a bunch of muscle relaxers, and they went away.
Wow. And so once they went away, then you stopped, I guess, taking muscle relaxers, and they stayed away.
Yes, they actually did stay away, but I get a lot of anxiety if I hiccup once.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. Yeah, absolutely. I bet.
Like, this is going to be a fear I'm going to have the rest of my life.
Just keep some muscle relaxers on hand.
It makes our show a lot better, too.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, I can't, 9 months? I can't imagine.
Well, and imagine, because she alluded to something that I hadn't thought about, is people thinking that it's,
you're faking it?
That it's either a mental thing or that it's not real, one or the other, and how frustrating that would be.
Sure.
to have it questioned when you're suffering.
I know.
That's awful.
There's no way you could keep that up. Like, you couldn't keep that pace up while faking it.
No, not at all.
Cool beans. We're going to need that for some reason. I think,
and especially like these are like were like full body hiccups that, you know, Frank. I mean, it affected me. It just being next to him. I mean, you can, if you have a partner, and I mean, she didn't at 14, but like you feel that, like it reverberates through the whole bed.
Erin, was there any long lasting issue other than your fear now of getting the hiccups? Did it physically do anything to you over that 9 months?
No, I think I'm okay from it.
I mean, other than listening to our show.
I don't think you'll be hearing me in the headlines.
Okay. All right.
She was just on her way to kill a guy.
Right. Well, thank you for taking time out on your way to your murder. We appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
I just wanted to, you know, give you a heads up.
Well, okay. And I appreciate it. There may be somebody who's on like month 8 right now and thinks they have no chance, and now they just heard your story and they now have a way out. So you know what? You may have just helped somebody.
Just ask for some muscle relaxers. You'll be good and you'll feel great.
Right.
That's so much of life. Thank you, Erin. 844-4WW shows the way that you can get through.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, if you're just joining us on our vacation, Woody and I got a text from Chelsea late at night that said Frank has had hiccups for 2 days straight. And I just wanted you to know, basically. I mean, because we didn't have any advice, and then we found out that it extended for another 2 days. So, I mean, I think in Chelsea's mind, and I would agree, 4 days is a long time to have the hiccups. But since we just brought that up a few minutes ago, we've now heard from several folks, including Aaron a second ago, who had hiccups for 9 months. 9 months.
Crazy.
And now listens to the Woody and Wilcox Show. Which is more challenging? We don't know the answer, unfortunately. But thanks to those of you who are sending in all the different cures. Chelsea, you know, first of all, I guess he's beyond it. Or is he?
We don't know. Fingers crossed, none yesterday.
You know, pickle juice cures hiccups, drinking the other side of the glass.
I can't imagine what it's like when you go to social media and you say that this is happening, because everybody does have a cure. There was somebody on the Facebook page who had like a match, and you got to light a match and you drop it in a drink and you drink from this side of the glass upside down. I'm like, no.
So many things.
Amy says, when I was pregnant, my daughter had hiccups every night, all night, for 4 months straight.
Ugh.
That doesn't sound fun. There's a man waiting to tell us a story about why, and he knows why, he got the hiccups. And I've never heard this as a reason before. And then, apparently, how he got rid of them. That, and it's an unbelievable story that he's even still with us, frankly. We're running late. We'll get to his call, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we're back after a vacation. Today's our first day back. And over the vacation, Chelsea had texted Woody and I and said that Frank had the hiccups for 4 straight days. And wanted us to know in case there was something that, you know, if she dropped off the radar and something went south.
Yeah.
This is why, I guess, was the implication. And so surprisingly to me, we've had so many people call in and say, I had him for, 9 months in one case, and how you got rid of him. And in Aaron's case, who had hiccups for 9 months, including at night, muscle relaxers was the answer. Like, she took some muscle relaxers, it stopped it, and then eventually stopped it for good, which maybe you're somebody who's going through this issue. I don't know. I don't know if every doctor has the same answer. Obviously, you try all the run of the mill stuff, like the being scared and drinking out of the other side of a glass and all that stuff.
Right.
But then there becomes a time where you're like, holy, I got to go to the doctor.
Well, then there's more obvious reasons, which I think is what Derek has for us at 844-4WW-SHOW. Derek, you're on with Woody Wilcox. What's your deal, ma'am?
Well, I was in the hospital having my colon removed, and I was in there for about 4 days, and my stomach swelled up about the size of a soccer ball, and I started getting hiccups really bad, and I had 50 staples in my stomach. So I actually popped one of the staples out of my stomach. They had to duct tape a pillow to my stomach to keep me from getting a hernia and popping more staples out. And they ended up having to pump my stomach for 2 days with an NG tube down my nose and throat.
Well, and I mean, and you just started off glossing over that they were removing your colon. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I have stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so they went in and they found a tumor in my colon about the size of a racquetball. And then I had about 15 lymph nodes that were cancerous, so they took those out too. Took about 14 inches of my lower intestine, about 30% of my liver.
Well, how long ago was this?
This was in 2014.
And so
you're still here.
You're doing well then, or no? How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm still here. Well, I do treatment. I do chemo every 3 weeks, and I do 2 weeks on a pill, and I do a 4-hour infusion every 3 weeks.
That's a lot.
It's a long time. You said that was 2014.
So I had a lot of abdominal pain on Mother's Day. I went to the ER. They found inflammation in my sigmoid, which is your last turn of your colon. So they said they were going to schedule or do a referral for a colonoscopy. At that point, I was kind of like, oh, God, here we go.
Wow. How old were you at the time?
I was 23.
Hmm.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the story, man. I'm glad you're doing better. I hope it gets even better for you.
Yeah, no problem. I listen to y'all's show every day, every morning when I'm at work. Kind of makes the day go by faster.
What's better, colon cancer or the Woody and Wilcox Show?
I'll take the colon cancer over
That's a ringing endorsement.
A huge endorsement. We appreciate the story, Derek, and hope you feel good.
So there you go, Charles. Maybe Frank has colon cancer. did that occur to you?
That's a stretch. It was about he had the cancer, then the staples in the stomach, then the hiccups. I don't think they're related, but thank you.
I'm joking, sort of, but...
I told you, his parents are texting me, not a group text. Chelsea, you got to take him to the emergency room. It's his heart. He's having a stroke. It's this. I mean, it was not a fun time for anybody.
Well, make sure you get video so we can put that on Instagram.
Right.
Thanks to Chuck Diapers, I don't have an issue with hiccups, but like Woody, when I sneeze, it's a multiple sneezer every day, an all day thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Woody is a huge multiple sneezer. It reminds me of the, what was the, we always play that clip of the girl. Those are sneezes happening right there, not hiccups.
Yeah.
But I remember that one from way back because she was getting national attention.
Right, and they thought it was her clarinet, right?
I thought it was like, oh, I'm allergic to something, or I didn't wash out my mouthpiece the right way. I just started, like, in little spurts. Like, I just, you know, start sneezing.
When Woody says they thought it was her clarinet, that's not a body part. She played the clarinet, and somehow initially they were like, well, maybe your mouthpiece of your clarinet is somehow causing you to sneeze.
Bacteria.
Yeah, I mean, you do go back, whether it's sneezing, hiccuping, and like try to figure out if there's some kind of trigger.
Right. You try to think of everything. Absolutely. So think about that if you're going through the hiccups right now. No, that's the sneezing. That really has nothing to do with it.
Did anybody remix that? I should look that
I feel like you sure. did at one point, but I can't recall 100%. We'll move on at this point because one of the things I wanted to get to was we weren't here for a week, so we're back now. There were voices or messages, I should say, left on our voicemail. And some of them, I feel like, need to be addressed. And so those of you that called the Fez line, as it's known, at 704-FEZ-3200, I want to play back some of those Fez line calls here in a second.
Somebody did the Friends theme with the sneeze.
All right. So, yeah, so it did get remixed.
A couple of hundred times.
Moving along, we'll dig into our voicemail, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, I wanted to jump into our voicemails, because we got a bunch of ones from over the week that we were off, and I wanted to highlight some of those. We may have to push that off for a second, because we just, and thank you to those of you that pay more attention to the news than we do. We just got this on our voicemail.
Hey, Woody Wilcox and Chelsea. Just scanning over the radio, just come across the news that all the soccer kids and the coach have been rescued up there in Thailand. Just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did because we got so hung up on Frank having the hiccups for 4 days and then people having them for 9 months that I didn't see that just hit that all of those kids have been rescued along with their coach from that cave in Thailand.
Which is absolutely amazing.
This was something that was weird because I guess... I guess the journey started when we were still here before vacation, but it wasn't a huge story like it became last week when this soccer team got trapped when like huge rains hit and they were exploring a cave and they got trapped. I think everybody's seen the story by now, but the fact that they were in there for how long?
2 weeks, more than 2 weeks.
It was over 2 weeks. And now have finally all been rescued was something that I think everybody sort of was glued to there for quite a while. So they lost one of the Thai Navy SEALs, but all the kids and their coach came out fine.
And I'm seeing that
18 days, by the way, was the total number of days trapped in a cave.
Sadly, there are still 4 Thai Navy SEALs that have yet to emerge from the cave.
Yes.
But that...
Some of those that were helping this escape have not come back out. I don't know that they think that that's for sure a problem or if they just haven't come back out yet. I'm not sure what that means.
Have you ever seen videos of cave diving, by the way? I mean, just regular sport cave diving, which a lot of people do for fun. It's one of the most dangerous sports that you can do that are out there.
What does that mean, cave diving?
Well, there are certain caves. I know here in the States, there's a couple in like Kentucky or something like that where people put on scuba gear like you would normally do, I always think of in the ocean. But then they go and they explore these underwater caves, and there are certain areas that are that have air, and you can, you know, you're going places where very few, if any, humans have ever been. And it's one of the most dangerous things you can do. There are so many deaths that are involved in cave diving that it's a frightening sport that people do. And to see that these kids who are not trained cave divers were, you know, weakened from not having any food, then, you know, given medical attention, and then basically taught to dive. It's an amazing story.
But I mean, I thought they were just in a cave and then there was a flash flood. They weren't going cave diving.
No. Right. No, that's right.
But
no,
to get them out,
right,
they had to dive because of that much rain.
Well, they had to put on the gear, and then each kid was attached to two divers, and they like tied them together. And the divers obviously did what they do, and the kids sort of just had to not panic and stick with them.
Did you see the video from Elon Musk, too, who, you know, the Tesla guy and the Boring Company and the flamethrowers? They built a one-person submarine. He had his team. He's like, look, I'm going to help out. And there's a video that he tweeted out. If you're not following him on Twitter, there's amazing stuff where they're pushing this. It looks like it's like a beer cylinder, like the small kegs of beer that are tall and skinny. It's like that, but only bigger. And it's motorized and it's being pushed through the water by these divers. And then they pull it out and there's a guy inside of it. It was basically a one person submarine that they had just built to help these people.
I mean, that's built a submarine in 18 days?
Yes, Chelsea. Yes.
And somebody was like, okay, go ahead, throw it in there.
Well, yeah.
But they didn't end up using it.
No, but there's a human inside of it. I'm like, how did you get in there with your giant sack? There's no way. Like the friends that I work with, and I love you guys, but guess what? You guys build a submarine and you're like, get in there. And I'm like, uh-huh, F you.
But we're radio people.
I don't care. I wouldn't trust you to do radio, Chelsea. and it's amazing. I love it when, you know, when you look online, there's nothing but bad news. And this side says this about that side. When you see humans doing great things for other people that they don't know, we need more news like that, right? And I'm happy that there's a positive outcome. But even not, you know, when it's not so positive, you can sit there and go, there were so many great people who stepped up and said, I can help. I'm an expert in this field or that. And just trying to help out their fellow human.
Well, you have to, right?
Well,
what's your other option?
There's a lot of people who would not do that, Chelsea.
I mean, these are children. Like, maybe if they're adults, they're like, okay, well, good luck swimming. But I mean, this is these are kids. I think like any country, anybody, everywhere, that's just humanity, is going to step up and do something.
Just look at online comments from the videos of them being rescued. And I think you'll see that there are some humans out there who think differently.
Speaking of humans thinking differently, I can't be the only one that every time I see the word SCOTUS trending on Twitter, I immediately think scrotum. I can't be the only one, right? Because it's been a lot lately, right? Because our president has named a new Supreme Court nominee.
Yep.
And so SCOTUS is everywhere. SCOTUS, SCOTUS, C-O-T-U-S. And I keep thinking, why is scrotum trending? And then I look closer and I see it's not scrotum.
Sounds like a disease of the scrotum.
SCOTUS.
I got the
Yeah, I got SCOTUS. It was real bad. I had to spend like a week in the hospital. I feel bad because I see it and I'm like, you're an idiot. I think to myself, I'm an idiot. But then I think I can't be the only one who every time I see that, I think that.
It has a lot of similar letters.
Thank you, Chelsea. I feel like you're on my side with that one.
Except for the R and the M.
You just fill in the blanks.
And thank you to those of you that heard us playing the clip of the sneezing girl and pointed out that many, many people have remixed the sneezing girl and sent along various remixes.
From a German dance show.
Now's the time when we dance on Sprockets.
If you're just joining us, that makes no sense.
What did you say?
But we're talking about the folks who have hiccups for an extended period of time. Then we talked about the girl who couldn't stop sneezing. And now we've arrived at the remixes. So now you're all up to speed.
SCOTUS.
SCOTUS, exactly. So let's move on.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we are going to play a round of It Happened in Florida coming up here in a second, where we'll share three very strange stories, and you'll have to figure out which one of them actually, and they're all true, which one of them actually happened in the troubled state of Florida. Thanks to everybody who sends these stories in. You see a weird story and you send it in to us. We really appreciate that. And thanks to Jackson, who sent in a story that I don't think is an It Happened in Florida story necessarily, but it hits on something that we've talked about quite a bit. And Jackson sends in this link, and his comment is, an airline saving a dog? Did you guys see that story?
How did they save the dog?
They freeze-dried it.
So often we've seen
they put it in Tupperware.
It was on the wing, and they got it inside somehow.
No, but we've seen so many stories, sadly, about animals passing away on flights, including the one a year or so ago where they then supposedly cremated the...
Right.
Was that a cat?
That was a fat rabbit.
It's a rabbit. And then there's the sad stories about dogs. Well, this one is apparently a happy one that Jackson has sent in about a bulldog named Darcy, like they usually are. A family was flying from Boston to Florida when their French bulldog had difficulty breathing. Quote, I noticed that her tongue was blue, and I'm aware that that's a sign of insufficient oxygen. I pulled her out from under the seat, placed her in my lap to cool her down, and then the flight attendants brought bags of ice along with a small oxygen tank and mask. They put the mask over the dog's face, and in a few moments, she was alert, didn't need the mask. Save the dog's life. And there's a photo, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
Why are you laughing?
Well, because it's the dog with one of these oxygen masks over his mouth, sitting in a seat on an airplane by himself. And there's just something funny about it. And I mean, it's, you know, you can laugh because the dog was saved. He's alive. He's doing well.
They offer him a bag of peanuts, too.
Don't know.
In-flight movie for $5 more.
Did he join the Mile High Club? Okay. Don't know.
Too much.
So thank you for that, Jackson. It's so rare that we see the other side of the animal on a flight story.
Secondarily, they have oxygen masks for dogs on the flight.
I think it's a regular oxygen mask.
It's a human. It's a human mask that they were able to, you know, put on the face of the bulldog. Yeah. So it's a positive. It's a happy thought, which is so uncommon.
Did it drop down from the ceiling? Because that would have been cool.
Did you have anything odd happen on your flight? Because we both were out of town over the last week, Woody and I. I think Chelsea stayed closer to home.
Yeah, I had something awesome happen. You know those, have you seen the earbuds that people use, the wireless ones that just look like little white things hanging out of their ears? The guy next to me on the overnight flight didn't know how to hook his up. So he puts in the earbuds just after we take off, and he's going to crank some tunes. And he's, you know, he's on his phone and he's turning up the volume to a comfortable level, not realizing that it's on speakerphone and that the whole cabin is now listening. He thinks it's just going because he's got the things in his ears. He's like, yeah, he starts rocking out and bobbing his head. And like there's six people around him looking at him like, dude, that's your phone. And he turns it down. And he pulls one out. And he's like, what? And we're like, we can hear that. He's like, oh, sorry. Puts it back in and then turns it up again. Like, ah, they can't hear this. And it's just shooting out of the speaker on his phone. And like, I tapped him. I'm like, that's not going through your headphones. That's going to everybody. And so like he's going through the settings, trying to set it up. I was like, yeah, that was my joy. Old people in technology.
Well, we've got a, he was old?
Of course.
Well, I understand. Of course. I don't see a lot of old people with earbuds in. So I assumed younger.
He's probably, you know, I don't know, wearing jorts, trying to be cool. I don't know what he was trying to do.
You're one to talk.
Do you zip off your pants and smack them with them?
Smack them. All right. Well, we may or may not have airline related stories on a round of It Happened in Florida. Three stories that you'll have to distinguish between whether you officially play or just play along with us as you listen. We'll kick that off next. And there may be some important life lessons.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
All right. We've got a round of It Happened in Florida here, and we're going to share three stories. Woody and I will share these three stories real quick. They're all true, but they could have happened anywhere all over the globe. And you have to spot the one that took place in the troubled state of Florida, where they so consistently crank out these stories, so we tip the cap. You can play along if you'd like at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody will kick us off with story number one.
Story number one is about a community asking for the public's help in what they see is a major problem on the beaches. Now, I didn't give you a whole lot of information, but what do you think is a major problem on the beaches that they're asking for the public, please stop doing this so we can get rid of this problem?
Trash.
Nudity.
Trash and nudity are
trashy nudity.
Well, yes, okay. Two great guesses, not what I'm looking for.
Straws. We were talking about straws earlier. Plastic straws.
Yeah.
Does that fall under the trash heading?
Probably, but
it's not under the nudity heading, right?
No.
Heading?
They're asking people to stop leaving their booze on the beach because seagulls are getting drunk and throwing up on firefighters.
Nope.
No.
Yep.
Nope. They're only throwing up on firefighters?
I think they're
throwing up.
And that's
just assuming that a seagull's really getting drunk. I'll pass over that.
A firefighter was vomited on by a seagull after they were called out when somebody called 911 because a seagull was so drunk that it fell off a roof and could not fly straight.
And somebody called 911? I'm not believing any of this.
Well, who are you supposed to call for nuisance birds, Chelsea?
Who does that?
No one, sir. Call somewhere else. Goodbye.
They'll eat anything. So how do you know that they were drinking the booze and then they threw up?
They theorize that seagulls are getting drunk by leftover alcohol, which is left on the beaches overnight.
Who's leaving any in the glass?
Well, I'm assuming in a bottle or can, and then I'm saying, how are they getting it out?
Right. The little...
The seagulls have a straw?
The early morning scavenger gulls are finding half-drunk booze in plastic cups that are left lying around from people partying on the beach at night, where glass bottles are not allowed.
And then they're seeking out firemen like, to vomit on.
Oh my God, I thought you were a firefighter.
I'm sorry, you're just a bus driver. That's similar suit.
Was it in Florida where they're asking for the public's help? Please stop leaving your booze or at least pour it into the sand so the seagulls will stop puking on firefighters.
It just makes sense.
Oh, that's such a summer story.
Right.
Story number two has to do with a man who is suing the owners of a dinner cruise ship. I'm asking you, Woody, I'm asking you, Chelsea, why would a guy be suing a dinner cruise ship?
Vomiting seagulls.
It's a great guess, actually.
And a great band name. Based on...
too close to Flock of Seagulls, though.
They're the cover band.
Flock of Vomiting Seagulls. We cover Flock of Seagulls. No,
it's food poisoning.
Food poisoning is also not what I'm looking for, nor is it vomiting seagulls.
The boat got stuck.
I don't know what that means.
Before I laugh and say that's not it.
It was what a dinner cruise. You said it was stuck.
Oh, it didn't leave the dock.
You said it was a dinner cruise, right?
Yeah, it's so one of those ships that goes out in a bay or whatever, and you cruise around for a couple hours and you eat dinner.
Yeah, it got out and then it got stuck.
It got stuck. Okay.
Didn't come back in.
No.
Valid answer.
Well, I like the vomiting seagull thing, I think, better than that. The correct answer is he injured himself playing cornhole. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
Oh, torn a rotator cuff?
Are we suing the dinner cruise captain?
Well, not the captain specifically, but the cruise line, I guess you refer to it as.
Because he injured himself playing cornhole?
That's right. He claims that their non-stick surface on the floor is too non-stick.
It works
too well, and... He says it made it impossible for him to properly shift his weight while stepping into his beanbag toss.
Wait, so it's so sticky.
Right, he would like a little bit of slide when he throws the bag in the cornhole game, but because they've got a non-stick surface on the deck of the boat, it works too well. And so when he took that stride to throw his bag, if I may, he injured himself. Now, obviously, you would assume he's just looking to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else and get it fixed. He'd like $375,000.
Whoa.
The cruise ship owners have denied that their nonstick floor presents a risk to patrons. Clearly, they don't know how to play cornhole. Is it Florida where a dinner cruise patron is suing a cruise line because he injured himself playing cornhole? Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a man who said something that I don't think I've ever heard before. Chelsea, you've been arrested. So have I. Did you tell the police officers that, quote, you really enjoyed being arrested after they went through with that act?
I did not.
No, nor did I. He told the cops that he, quote, really enjoyed being arrested because he felt like he was on reality TV, end quote. Have you seen the TV show Live PD? I don't know what channel it's on, but we had tuned into it while we were on vacation with the cousins, and we were watching it. Fascinating.
Live PD?
Live PD.
So something like Cops?
Yep.
It's super live.
It's on A&E that follows police officers on the job, showing how law enforcement handles dangerous situations in real time.
Hmm.
And he told the officers, quote, I really enjoyed resisting the arrest because it was like being on Live PD, end quote. I hope to do it again soon sometime.
Well, you make the most of your situation. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yes. Was it in Florida where he really enjoyed resisting arrest and told the officer so? Amanda's up first to try and solve our quiz. Amanda, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Let's go with story number three.
You're going to go number three. Yes.
You said a man is up first.
I did too. You said Amanda.
I've gotten that before. I started that a few years ago.
Amanda. Chelsea.
Amanda.
Okay. Amanda.
Sebastian, Florida is where we may have the next Kim Kardashian on our hands, reality TV star who enjoys getting arrested.
Now, story number two, Norfolk, Virginia is where the man, 66 years young, injured himself playing cornhole because their no skid floor made it impossible for him to correctly shift his weight while stepping into his beanbag throw playing cornhole. He's accusing the Spirit of Norfolk Cruise Line of improperly using a non-skid floor on their ship. He would like $375,000. He doesn't mention loss of consort, but I assume that's got to be part of it.
And not even in this country, but beaches in England are where people are leaving half-drunk glasses and cans of booze, as well as plastic cups, and the seagulls are drinking them and throwing up on firefighters.
And just call 911 and report the nuisance birds.
911, what's the location of the emergency?
On top of the Glacier Brew House.
What's going on up there?
What's going on? I just got dive bombed and attacked by two seagulls that just all over me and my dog. And apparently a lady walking by says they've been up there all week doing that.
Okay.
People attacking people with dogs. Two seagulls.
Why are you calling 911 for this?
Well, what are you guys going to do about it? Don't they do anything about nuisance birds?
No.
Who does that?
Nobody, sir. Walk somewhere else. Goodbye.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, I don't know whether you noticed or not or care, but we were off for a week plus, and today's the first day back that we're doing the show live. And whenever we go away, and none of us are here except for, of course, Cool Beans, who holds down the ship behind the scenes. So thank you again, Cool Beans. But whenever we're not here, we're playing clips from previous shows. And it's always fun to go back and see who has rung in on social media, whether it's the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram, the Twitter and Instagram at Woody and Wilcox, and commenting on the bits. And so after a week of, you know, these clip shows, we come back and just see all these non sequitur comments. And it's funny to try and figure out what we were even talking about on the air that right. made somebody comment the way they did. Well, now, of course, there's the other way to get through to us is on our voicemail. And you can do that on what we call the Fez line, because it spells out Fez, 704-FEZ-3200. And I guess, and I remember the bit, remember maybe 2 years ago, we talked about how Ace Frehley, the guitar player from the band Kiss,
yeah,
had to go to the hospital because of exhaustion. And we had quite a discussion about...
Why would we talk about that?
Well, because it's so interesting when celebrities claim exhaustion, and they seem to be the only ones who do. And a lot of other people put in incredibly hard days at work.
Like DJs?
Physical labor. I wasn't thinking of DJs.
Morning show hosts.
And then there's a guy who plays in a band who has to go to the hospital because he's exhausted. And I think we played that clip back while we were off. And this came in from Ace Frehley on our voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Ace Frehley. I'm just tired. I listen to your show.
By the way, and I don't know if you can ring in on this specifically, I don't believe Ace Frehley is British.
No, he was born in the Bronx in New York.
Okay, but now apparently British on our voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Ace Frehley. I'm just tired. I listen to your show. Don't really like it. It makes me tired. I'm still here. Had to take a break. Can only muster a few words before I need to rest.
Please, God.
For some reason, I have this strange accent. Didn't have this until I called into your show. Back when I was a young chap, all the guitars were made from sheepskin and baling wire from the fences. My air guitar is even heavy. Sorry, I'm on a break again. Big words make me tired. I'll try to only use those big words periodically. Oh, that was a big one.
This is Ace Frehley.
Okay, let's go for now.
Accent's back.
I'm still here. Just taking a break. I gotta try to hang up the phone. Who is this again? Oh, that's right. I'm Ace Frehley. Hate your show. Bye-bye.
So, I mean, clearly he is exhausted.
I'm exhausted from that.
I mean, we may all have to go to the hospital.
Right.
Just based on Ace Frehley's call to our voicemail.
Who wants us to go back on vacation?
But then there was this one, and he raises a question, this next caller on our voicemail, the Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200, that a lot of people have brought up in the past.
Hey, so I just had a random suggestion, thought that came into my head, whatever. I feel like a lot of times through the week, we hear the words, Cobains, we need that. And I feel like a lot of those clips we may never hear again. And there's quite a few that I'd very much like to hear again. So what I'm getting at is I feel like it happens so much now through the week that you could probably put together a couple minutes every week of a clip of all those sound bites, whether they be Chelsea or Wilcox or Woody saying, you know, crazy things. And then just kind of, you know, let us hear them all. Because I know they don't all fit into random places all the time. But anyway, if that made sense. Also, a couple of things I wanted to say to Chelsea real quick. Moist necking and discharge and Becker. Later, guys.
And Becker, I believe, was the last one there. So he does make a good point, and I feel like since he mentioned it, we probably ought to...
I'll give you $20 if you can pull it out.
We probably ought to follow through on a couple of those.
You couldn't keep that pace up while faking it.
Right.
How about just don't go tip first? I'm going to go home and freeze a pickle and see how it works and then what it tastes like.
What were we talking about when you said that?
I believe it was the Sonic...
Slushy or something. I'm still endeavored
to believe that?
To freeze a pickle. I haven't done it yet, but you know.
You had a whole week to freeze a pickle.
Bucket list.
See what it tastes like.
That's bucket with a B, by the way.
What about this one?
Thank God I was wearing underwear. Yay! Thank God I was wearing underwear. Yay!
Or this one, perhaps, maybe one of my new favorites, I think.
I feel like your hands are a little busier in the shower than they are when you're just on the toilet.
Do you stand by that one?
That's a true fact.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
I talk like this all the time. It's not just all lips and butts.
All right. I've said that once. Like, I've said that a million times.
And home Frank is like, cool beans, and she's not even there. Oh, my life. I'd rather be naked than email the wrong person. I stand by that.
No, how can you stand by that? You'd rather be naked than email the wrong person.
Yes. I'd rather be naked than email the wrong person.
That makes zero sense.
I'm still thinking meat. I got to switch my brain.
Right. I understand that.
I feel like I need a picture.
Yep.
I'm just supposed to show up and take off my clothes, and this man's just going to stare at me. Because of the coom part?
Yes, because of the coom part, Chelsea.
Discharge.
I feel like your hands are a little busier in the shower than they are when you're just on the toilet.
I think we've covered that, exactly.
Just like anything with suck in it.
Right. So we will try to play more of those back. You've raised a good point.
Last hour of the show, Fridays. Just all Chelsea's.
Right, I'll just sleep in.
How about a whole show? Great. We just take a four-day week.
Yeah.
That'd probably work out well. 704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We are going to figure out what we learned today on the Woody and Wilcox Show, and we're going to do that here in just a second. Why has someone sent in a photo of a basset hound wearing an oxygen mask? Oh, I guess because I shared that story about the bulldog wearing an oxygen mask earlier. Yeah. By the way, I tweeted that out. So if you were curious about why, and somebody did ask, there was a story that we shared before our It Happened in Florida that was actually a real positive about a pet flying. Because so many times, sadly, we've heard about them meeting an untimely demise on a flight. There was a bulldog that started to have his lips and tongue turn blue, and a quick-thinking flight attendant on JetBlue, oddly enough, got down an oxygen mask and put it on the bulldog and saved the dog's life. And there's a photo of that bulldog sitting in a chair, sitting in a seat on an airplane with an oxygen mask on its face. And by the way, it did say in that article that the bulldog was under the seat, which I didn't realize was you can follow along on the Twitter.
It was a French bulldog, so those are the smaller ones. And the travel on, like your carry-on that you have that you can put your pet in, that has to go in the seat in front of you, right? Because we know what happens when you put the dog in the overhead.
Nobody should be putting a dog in the overhead compartment. Right.
You can't keep that bag on your lap. You have to put it in the seat in front of you, underneath it. Keep the aisle way clear. I just got off a plane, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So you know about dogs.
Well, no, I just know, they're militant. Like, there's a strap in the way, and somebody may trip over that and catch on fire and blow this plane up. I'm like, I got it.
Yeah, I heard one that was different. The flight attendant came on the horn and was like, the aisle is 14 inches wide, and the drink cart is 13 and a half inches. Everything needs to be out of the way. So he's right. They're very. I've never heard the measurement thing.
The dude in front of me fell asleep, and his head kept bouncing out.
That's the worst.
And the flight attendant go, "Watch your noggin!"
Right, but they don't slow down. They just yell it out, and then they scram the
screaming it out. So the guy does the jerk and wakes up, and then falls asleep. Watch your noggin!
So they're banging people's heads with a drink cart. Theoretically.
It's part of the joy of their job, Chelsea.
It's the little joy that they get.
And by the way, dude was fatter than me, and I was pissed about it.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because I could have been a flight attendant.
Remember Woody got refused as a flight attendant because he was too big.
Yeah.
Like, they meant the guy's head in the aisle.
I wanted to ask him how much he weighed. I was
Way to hold on to something that's 20 years old.
That was an odd question to ask of another man.
For those just joining us, there was a time when Woody went through 800 jobs and tried to become a flight attendant. He was refused, apparently because he was too large.
They didn't even let him get on the scale.
Right.
They just looked at him.
So now whenever he sees a larger flight attendant, his waves of jealousy come back.
That's right.
Well, you know what? Obviously, they've loosened the rules. Go for it, buddy.
Yeah,
you can do it now.
We would encourage you to take that gig. And maybe they were grandfathered in. Maybe you don't have to continually weigh in. I don't know how that works.
So then once you're in, then you can gain as much weight as you want.
Right. Well, it does seem.
It's sort of like marriage.
That can... I think that can be right, but I'm just throwing out ideas, just spitballing, Chelsea. Okay. We're running late, so let's do this. We got to. We're going to figure out what we learned, and we're going to do that for you next.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, what did we learn today on the Woody and Wilcox Show?
Nothing.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. We learned that today is the day that you can dress like a cow and get free Chick-fil-A. I wish I could give proper credit, but someone asked a very pertinent question. I thought, what if I dress like a tenth of a cow? What do I get? That is a great reference to a gift that Woody gave a teenage girl. A tenth of a cow had been donated in her name to a needy family.
That was Ernie who tweeted that at us.
Well done, Ernie. You're doing the Lord's work. I think you'll still get free food if you dress like a tenth of a cow. We learned that while we were away for a week, they were drilling in our studio. I'm going to take some video, as a matter of fact, of what's happening here in our building, because it's unusual, to say the least. We'll put it up on Instagram. So if you're not following, at Woody and Wilcox is the way that you can do that. It was fun to get some Fez line calls from folks who'd been listening while we were away and heard some of the, I guess, best of, which is a horrible term. Some of the past clips that we were playing, one that included this, and we hadn't played this in a long time.
Horniac.
Right?
Horniac.
It had been a long time.
Horniac.
And I think people who were new to the show hadn't even heard the Horniac clip. That was just one of many, many things. As mentioned, we found out that George Clooney had a scooter accident in Italy. He's doing fine. We found out that Chelsea's boyfriend, Frank, had suffered the hiccups for four straight days. After talking about that, we heard from multiple people, including a woman who had had the hiccups for 9 months.
Wow.
9 months! Cured with muscle relaxers. So, that may be the next step for Frank, Chelsea. Found out that those kids who've been trapped in the cave in Thailand, the soccer team and their coach, are all rescued. So that became official this morning during the show. I have a feeling it's because we were back. That's what we like to call the Woody and Wilcox bump. After talking about the hiccups and people hiccuping so much, it reminded us of that old clip of audio from the girl who couldn't stop sneezing. Remember that? Right. That's a thing. That's a real... And then, of course, that led us to the remix of The Sneezing Girl as well. Right. We learned that sex addiction is officially a thing.
Sex addiction would be awesome.
The World Health Organization officially now cites sex addiction as a true mental illness. So thanks to the World Health Organization.
Who?
The World Health Organization.
Who?
I'm going to leap across this table. We found out that Billy Dee Williams will officially be back in the next Star Wars. So you've only got a year and a half till you get to see the 81-year-old, or I guess he'll be 82 by then, Billy Dee Williams back as Lando Calrissian. We found out that tomorrow's the day you can get free Slurpees at 7-Eleven, not the day where you get to bring in any vessel you'd like. That's a different day of the year at 7-Eleven.
Oh.
Well, no, it's still good. You get a free Slurpee. As Chelsea said, oh, is this the day when you can fill a helmet? No. It's not. And finally, ladies, we were reminded again today on a round of It Happened in Florida that you should not steal an excavator and drive it topless into a house. So if you were just firing up the excavator and taking off your shirt right now, keep in mind that is frowned upon all over the country. Anything you missed, you'll find it on the podcast. If you're not following on Twitter, do that, at Woody and Wilcox. Some of the bits have already been tweeted out by Cool Beans this morning. You can always find the Woody and Wilcox channel on iHeartRadio. Intern Dave, it's been a while. Hope you had a good week off. Anything you wanted to add to the show today?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't...
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't...
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not... Not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.